court. We're not allowed to talk about games. We're not allowed to talk about other aspects that are going on in the world, right? That me and you know about.
Okay.
We're not allowed to ask for addresses. What am I missing, D? No, anything controversial, right? You get it? You're on the same page, right, Angie?
Yeah, I'm on the same page.
All right, cool. There you go. Here's your daughter.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Delilah. How are you?
Huh? What? I'm actually doing good.
You're doing really good?
Yeah. I love David's house.
You like Arizona is what it is.
I love Arizona.
I know, so do I. I miss it.
Wait, David. What is cold and hot in winter?
What is cold and hot in winter?
Yeah.
Your breath.
No, chili peppers. That's my dad joke of the day.
That's a good joke.
That is a good joke.
That's a good one.
Oh my god, this is my dad joke. Sorry, Andy.
Have you been going to school?
I need antifreeze.
How do you what, antifreeze?
How do you make antifreeze?
How?
You take your blanket.
That's funny. D.
Okay. What's up?
Have you been going to school?
No, I'm on spring break.
Well, I mean prior to spring break, silly.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I was just wondering, that like crossed my mind. I was thinking about it, if you have returned back to school since Christmas.
Is my dog okay?
Your dog is doing great. You miss him?
Yeah. He's making me cry.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I got home today.
I miss my baby.
I hadn't been home, and I got home today, and he was so excited to see me. He got in my face, tongued me like he does, little dick, and then went out the door looking for you.
You sure did.
And then come back in. He was like, okay, you're here. Where's my mom?
Mom, I miss my baby.
I know.
Oh, I've been talking to Bree.
Yeah.
I miss her.
You ready to come home?
Yeah, I miss my Bree, and I miss my mom, I miss my dog, and I miss my bed.
I know. You miss your bed, do you?
Yeah, I miss my bed so much. A David's house? Okay, these are my options at David's house. The couch, or Harper's room that doesn't have electricity, for whatever reason. We don't know what Harper did to it. So I have to go on the couch. Even though I'm really not complaining, the couch is actually really comfortable, but, like, it's not the same as my bed, you know?
Yeah. It's not your bed.
Comfortable couch.
Where is your dog? Where are the dogs?
They're upstairs.
They're upstairs. You locked them up there?
I didn't lock them up there. I shut the door because you were on.
Kyle's confined the dogs upstairs.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi. How are you? I miss you.
I miss you.
Yeah, I know. I miss you.
I miss our car drive talking about nothing.
Just about to say that. I miss our car rides.
Like our random car rides where we literally talk about absolutely nothing, but it's so fun.
It is fun.
What have you been doing?
I'm just going to Bree's house.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
What have you been doing?
Chilling. I've been watching a lot of TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. Other individual, what's your name?
That's Kyle.
Kyle. Hey, Kyle, this call is being monitored or recorded, okay?
Yes, got it.
Okay. I've been watching so much TV, Mom.
Well, you know how I feel about TV.
I have been reading. I did finish my book that I was telling you about.
Want a motorcycle ride?
Oh, my God, Mom, I gotta go on a motorcycle ride.
I know you like motorcycles.
Right. And I'm like, I might be able to go next Sunday, maybe. We don't know yet. But, like, maybe.
Who is driving?
Huh?
Who is driving the motorcycle?
It's, like, Nicole. She, like, has this, like, biker club. And it's, like, the club leader guy.
It's a non-profit for law enforcement and firefighters.
Is it the Bikers for Kids or whatever kind of thing?
We're just a non-profit, a bunch of cops and veterans.
Oh, that's cool. That's really neat.
Yeah. And, like, it was so much fun because I was on that bike for, what, like, at least 45 minutes.
Yeah. And with us right behind you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I had a helmet, Mom. Let me make sure I was safe.
No, that's cool. Remember how you used to ride with Chim Chim?
I know. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And that was, like, my third day being here, too, so it started off great. And my first night here, I got Arizona burritos. And I dyed my hair.
You should have sent me a burrito.
Yeah, lucky.
Mm, they're so good. You don't even know.
I bet. Those are the things I crave. Now I'm starving. I love one.
So what else?
I miss my dog.
Are you going to go back to school after spring break?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you going to enroll in Phoenix so you can at least finish out the school year? Dee, you got to get back to school.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, you got to be missing school.
I know. I don't like missing school. I mean, it's nice to have a break, but also, like, I don't want, like, my GPA to drop super low or anything, you know?
I know. You just started your freshman year. You should be, like, you know, doing things and preparing for college. And
I know. I'm stressing about being there.
I know. I'm stressing your future here.
That's a priority. We've been talking about school for her.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Do you still have your computer for school here?
Yeah, but, like, I can't use it for my Bozeman school because it's stupid. You know, because I was talking to you about that while I was out there.
It's in her room.
I know. So you're getting, what, her Bozeman computer?
No, her computer, her regular.
My Aspen computer doesn't work for anything. Like, I can't log in any Gmails except for my Aspen one.
Well, I know, but you have the computer from the school here in Missouri, right?
Yes, it's in her room.
Yeah.
No, it's with her. Is it with you or in your room?
It's with me. David has it.
Okay, because you might have to mail that back so I can give it back to the school.
The school hasn't asked for it, and I have a whole other one. I have two.
Well, I know, but I don't want to be responsible for your Chromebooks.
This is the other one.
I don't want to be responsible for them, like, by the end of the school year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, for now, you can just give them my other one.
Okay. The one from junior high?
Yeah, no, because remember they gave me another one.
From the beginning of the school year, and then they gave her another one.
Oh, because she started school here and left, and so that one's here. And then when she started back, when I put her back in school, they gave her another computer.
Yeah.
Huh?
Got it.
If you want to give us the school information, we can mail it back to the school.
That's cool. Yeah, it's 83-something McKinsey Road. I'll look it up.
You know the information.
Like 8309 McKinsey.
We can look at contacting them and mailing it and getting it mailed back.
Who am I talking to?
I'm sorry, this is David's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a cool girlfriend. We like her.
Okay, that's cool.
Like, she's cool. She honestly reminds me a lot of you. She's really tatted out. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
Her
tattoo. No, and you're like a biker chick, and you're funny, and you're lenient. Not on your kids, but, like, to me.
You're what?
She's lenient, but, like, not on her kids, but, like, to me, you know? So, like, that's cool.
Oh, you like all the leniency?
Yeah, because her kids are, like, not allowed to have, like, more than one soda a day. And she's just like, I'm chilling.
I'm like, you ain't my kid.
Right. So what do you do all day?
I watch TV, I read, and I hang out with David. I have been learning about insurance, actually.
You go to the park, you know.
Yeah, I go to the park occasionally whenever we have Harper. I go to Harper while David's at work.
I don't know if it's okay, but Tiffany wants to see you while you're out there.
Oh, just so see if I can see Tiffany.
Yeah, she'd like to see you. I told her you were in Arizona.
Is she still in Phoenix?
Yeah, she's still in Arizona.
Oh, I love Tiffany. How many kids she got now, like 8?
Well, I don't. She's got grandbabies now.
She got grandbabies?
Yeah, like her one son. Her older son got married, and they've had a baby. And then in her new marriage, I think one of his kids or two of his kids had kids or is having a kid. I don't know. There were so many of the kids.
Oh, that's so exciting for her.
You what?
That's so exciting for her.
Yeah, she wanted to see you if that was okay. She was going to reach out to your uncle. I think through Facebook to see if she could see you. I don't know.
Yeah, tell her to hit up David and see if we can make it work. Because I'd love to see Tiffany. I haven't seen her in a couple years.
I know. I haven't seen her in a while either.
Oh, I love Tiffany.
She cool. What else has been going on?
We did go to Prescott.
Thank you.
And we went to Jerome for like 20 minutes.
Those are both cool towns. I've been to both of them.
Yeah, and we went to this, like, cool little diner, and the waitress trick was so cool. We had to go back there a second time.
Wedding.
And we had a wedding. That was really fun. And, like, 8 people have thought that Harper's my kid.
What?
And one lady asked if me and Nicole just got married.
Goodness. Are you growing that much?
I don't know. Just seeing a little kid, like, it's just because, like, a lot of the time, like, it's just me and Harper. Like, David was like, I don't know if I can say it, but David was off doing his own thing. So it was just me and Harper, like, chilling in the hotel. And we went downstairs to go to the vending machine and listen to a little bit of live music. And, like, one of the guys was, like, was talking to me about, like, his daughter and, like, told me. And, like, he just thought she was my kid.
How old is your cousin now?
Huh?
How old is Harper now?
5.
She'll be 6.
Next month.
That's Serenity's sister's name.
That's cool. You were so cute at 5. 5's a good age.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you know, do you?
I feel like 3rd grade to, like, 7th grade was super bad for me, but all the years before were really good.
I was 3rd grade to 7th grade bad.
Because 3rd grade, I got really, really chubby, and it wasn't cute. And then, like... You guys are so weird. And then, like, 5th grade, I dyed my hair blue.
That was cool. You did that for a while, and that was all in the honor of the St. Louis Blues. That was when you were all in your hockey.
I know. I mean, it was just a phase, and, like, I look back on it, I'm like, why did you do that?
Because you were a cool kid. And you played floor hockey.
I did play hockey.
Do you miss playing floor hockey?
No.
You don't miss playing floor hockey?
I miss cheer. I do miss cheer.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't get to cheer this year.
Girl, up. That was fun. Because we already had a basket toss, bro. That's like the stuff where you, like, hold your own wrist and, like, throw girls up in the air. Yeah. I was looking forward to do that because we started doing it.
Well, maybe you can cheer.
COVID and all that.
Maybe you can cheer next year.
I hope so.
Well, you made the squad.
Maybe. I know.
So
I didn't have to audition. They picked me.
I know. By a, that Mr. Kapler was a principal when I went to school there, and your uncle Christopher tried to run him over with a minivan, and then he left school because he was in 8th grade, and then he went to high school, and so I was left behind because I was younger, and he was really mean to me. He didn't like me because of what my brother did. And then he picked you for cheerleading, which was kind of cool because he didn't know you were my kid because you have a different last name, which helped you.
Honestly, I kind of miss Christopher.
Yeah, I talked to him tonight.
Like, in a weird way, I miss Christopher. Like, I miss him, like, complaining.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Kayla a lot, though.
Michaela's been worried about you. You should call her.
I miss all my cousins, except for, like, Miranda and what's her face, Stephanie, because I don't ever talk to them.
But Miranda was way older, and Stephanie lived in Florida, so that makes sense.
Right, like, I was never close with them, so I'm not really, like, missing them. But I miss Mason and Michaela and Brandon.
Well, if you can.
And I'm with Michelle. I think about Michelle occasionally.
If you're, well, I think she moved to Atlanta, Georgia. If you're allowed, you should give Michaela a call.
Dave got to talk to me.
Yeah, cousin David.
Yeah, I got to talk to David. That was fun.
I heard that.
Yeah, I miss him. I miss Chloe a lot, too.
Yeah, your cousin. Somebody went and seen Grandpa and posted some pictures of him the other day.
Which Grandpa?
Grandpa Rick.
Who went to see Grandpa?
I'm not sure.
I don't know who. Well, I want to know who.
I don't know. Kyle was telling me about it. I didn't see it. I haven't been on the computer at all. So I don't know, it was on Facebook, but somebody went and seen Grandpa and took some pictures of him and posted them up.
I guess. Oh, I miss him. He looks like Santa.
Yeah. I guess he's doing okay. I guess that
he... I feel like Kyle's going to look like Grandpa whenever he gets old.
Kyle already looks like Grandpa.
I feel like his red hair is going to turn into, like, white.
Like Grandpa's?
Yeah, he's going to look like Santa.
Well, my hair turned red, so, you know, stranger things happened. It was white, blonde, now red.
Yeah, you were a blonde, now he's a redhead. Go figure.
I was redhead, and then I was blonde, and then I was brown, and now I'm black.
You're still dyeing your hair black?
Yeah, I'm still dyeing it black.
Yeah. Are you, can I ask, I don't know if I can ask this, are you still going to Wyoming?
No.
No, you're not.
No, she's not.
She's not saying no, or she's not answering the question.
What?
I can't talk about it.
She's not saying no, she's saying no if she can't answer the question.
Why can't I know if she's going to Wyoming or not for the rehab there?
That's just one of those things that you guys can address through the proper documents, or proper channels.
And who are the proper channels?
Between you, the guardian, Elidim, and James, in the courts.
And we don't know who the guardian, Elidim, is?
Again, that's not something that I'm aware of, but again, that's outside of what we're able to talk about at this juncture.
Whose rules are these, David? I just want to understand.
We can discuss that privately if you'd like, Angie.
Okay.
Have that conversation with you.
Okay. Then we'll do that later.
Okay.
Thanks. Go get her dog.
Are you listening? I got my nails done.
Oh, did you get your nails done?
Yeah. So, you know, I like my nails being done. And you know I was complaining about it a lot.
That's probably why you didn't get them done.
I cost David like $60 to get my nails done.
Is your uncle spoiling you?
Okay, David took me to some, like, real fancy place. And, like, mind you, like, my nail guy in both Montana and Missouri, they both charged me $35 to get a full set. What?
Well, would you go to Scottsdale?
No, it was, like, some, like, nice place in, like, Central Phoenix. Like, you know what I mean? It was just some nice lawn.
Oh, well, you know the cost of living's higher up there, you know.
I don't know. It's Bozeman, you know, like, it's expensive. It was just, like, one of those nicer salons, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the places that do, like, the whole, like, brow, like, they do, like, waxing and stuff, too, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those, like, it was, like, a nice place.
Well, don't go getting waxed anything, because then you can't stop. You'll always have to wax it. Like, yeah, no, your mustache or your chin, you know? If once you do it, you can't stop.
Shave. I'm good. Oh, my God, Mom, it was so nice to shave.
Oh, yeah, I know. I got to shave my... I didn't have a razor for a minute, and I got to shave my underarms today, and I was really excited about that.
I could have, like, dyed my armpit hair, dude, like rainbows.
I could have braided mine.
All right. I don't have to listen to all this.
I should have dyed my armpit hair.
Why would you want to dye it? You should have just braided it. What?
Yeah.
Who does this?
Okay. It's a thing. It was a thing in, like, 2017, 2018. Like, oh. It was, like, one of those, like, Tumblr, like, protests.
Come here, Dick. Dickie-doo. Come here, sit. Sit.
Oh, baby. Wait, sit. Can I FaceTime my mom now that I'm thinking about it?
Sit.
She has an Android. Mom, you want to FaceTime?
Yeah.
Zombies for food. You guys are horrible. Stop it.
Let me see. Swipe to answer.
Is it connecting?
I'm gonna allow it. Oh, look at you. You're so beautiful.
Hi.
Hi. You're so beautiful. Look at you.
Look at
you. What? Beautiful. I can't hear you. Do I not have speaker on? Hi, David. I think it might be me. Talk.
You got it muted.
I got it muted. Hi, David.
Is it unmuted now?
Can I barely? Okay, thank you.
You need to turn the speaker on.
A lot of rules, huh? Kind of strange.
Are they gone?
Well, she's trying to FaceTime me. She's going to call me back.
They're going to call back.
A lot of rules, huh? A lot of stipulations.
That's a lot of things that won't tell you.
Kind of weird. Real strange.
I mean, if you can.
Can you see me? Oh, I can hear you.
There you go.
Smile, David. There you go.
This call is being monitored or recorded. I know that you're still there. Anybody else that's listening, this call is being monitored or recorded.
Got it.
Okay.
There you go. Hi. Oh, look at her.
Hi, Dee.
She's so pretty.
Hi. Oh, you are so pretty. I missed you. I like seeing your smiling
you.
Face.
I can't see Kyle, though.
You can't see her.
Yeah,
oh.
She's doing that.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just a mom.
I'm still here. And
let me see your nails. Cute.
You
know,
you get your nails did.
Green and black, like you usually are.
Green and black, because green's your favorite color.
Well, St. Patrick's Day just passed, too.
Oh, yeah, it was. Huh?
I see a dog.
Oh, there's your dog. Can you see him?
Oh, I'm turning around.
Turn it around?
Turn what around? My dog? Your dog?
You're so cute. Oh, yeah.
Look, Dick, there's your mom. Mm-hmm. Dickie Doo, look, right there, not me, right there. Go look.
He
look.
Just licked your face. That's funny.
Hi, baby.
Do you miss that dog?
Oh, I miss him so much. He's such an asshole, though.
I know. Oh, don't cry.
I miss my dog.
I know you do. Don't cry. Look. Oh. He's getting excited. He's trying to tongue Kyle now.
Yeah, he is.
You know he's quick with that tongue.
Yeah, he tried to slip it in on me. Stop it.
Oh, don't cry. Wipe them tears off.
My baby.
I know. You'll get to come home and see him soon.
Who's my baby?
Yeah.
He's looking for his bone. He threw it behind my desk somewhere.
What's on your neck? A mushroom?
Necklaces that I've always had.
You got your bracelet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got gloves. I got some eyelashes on.
You got eyelashes? I don't know why you do the eyelashes.
What are you looking for?
A piece of paper.
Because I don't have eyelashes, Mom.
She's costing me a fortune.
Good. Did your uncle get you some clothes? Because I know you only had like 2 pairs of pants or something.
Jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got makeup and like I got some pajama pants.
Wow.
Yeah, swimming suit, socks, underwear, you know.
That's good.
I didn't get like leggings or t-shirts or anything, even though I kind of need some, David.
Well, and you need leggings?
I have two shirts, 2 tank tops, and 4 pairs of leggings.
What?
I'm not
going to
wear no sweatshirt, dude.
Can Uncle David get, like, a P.O. box or something? Or can I send them to, like, Tiffany or send some clothes to you somehow?
Yeah, Greg didn't send me either of my favorite shirts.
Well, you know, I sent you your Bree's clothes. I sent you more of her clothes than your own. I thought I did pretty good.
Santa shirt. That's not even my shirt.
Oh, well, and Jesus and Santa are cool.
You gave me a dwarf shirt, which isn't my shirt either.
A what?
That one was mine.
Well, you know, when you were in the hospital, Kyle pulls up a shirt and he was like, send her this one, and it said Kush across the front. I'm like, I can't send her that.
I didn't realize what it said. I just thought it was a shirt.
It was Willow. It was one of her shirts she had bought. Are you still taking meds for your anxiety?
Yeah, look how fog is. Go away, Charlie. I'm not talking about you.
What happened to, what was his dog's name? The really good dog. Buddy.
Buddy passed away.
Buddy died. Buddy died. Buddy was a good dog, man. David could leave that dog anywhere, tell him to sit, come back 6 hours, and that dog would still be sitting there. Buddy was a good dog.
Dick, what'd you just do?
Your dog is far from good.
What'd you just do?
My dog's a good dog. What'd you break? He only listens to me.
No, your dog is a terrible dog.
What did you break?
He only listens to me.
Well, you got a voice of authority, but your dog is a terrible dog.
Your dog only listens to me, too.
Look at my dog.
Hey, they've both been excellent for me.
He's gotten a little more gray. I don't know if you could tell, but he's grayed out a little bit. He got more grays.
Don't talk about it.
What, the grays? Oh, I was looking at my hair in the mirror, and I haven't done my hair. Yes. When I said I wanted gray hair and I was dying it gray, that was one thing. But now that it's naturally just growing gray, I don't like it. I'm not embracing it well. I thought I would, but no, not no more.
I need another one. I
got another one right here.
Oh, cool. You're the hookup, Kai.
I miss you.
I miss you. Mwah. I want to kiss you and hug you and hold you and love you.
You mean me hold you because you're so tiny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got a point.
Yeah, you're so short, Mom.
I know.
I was talking to Nicole about it, too. I was like, I hold her.
Yeah.
She don't hold me, I hold her.
I know. Well, it was that one time you're like, hold me. I'm like, hold you. You hold me.
That's what I was telling her. I miss my Brie.
You miss Brie Brie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I miss my Brie. You need to check in on her. Like, I mean, like, physically, like, see her type of check in on her.
Well, okay. I can do that.
You need to make sure she's eating. Make sure she hasn't lost a bunch of weight, because that's concerning to me.
Yeah. I'll go check on her. I'll check on her tomorrow.
She's dating somebody.
Is she?
I'm like, excuse me?
Huh?
She's dating, okay, do you remember in, like, sixth grade, me and Amber and this girl named Callie went to the movie theater?
Mm-hmm. The time I took you?
Like, yeah, and the girl lives off, what's it called? This old street, Fleeta.
Ah, Fleeta.
Oh, yeah.
That, in, like, sixth grade, yeah, you took us to the movie theater. I know you remember it because you never take me anywhere.
Oh, my ass.
I always have to find Ryan's places. You don't take me.
I take you everywhere.
Kyle was good at being taxi.
I know, but this was before Kyle.
Pre-K.
Well, you know, Tree was good at being taxi, too.
I know. But, like, this was before Tree, too. This was, like, ancient just me and you. And, like, you took me. I'm so surprised you took me. It's that person. As if they're non-binary now.
But they're not what?
They're non-binary, so they go by they/them.
Oh, they/them. Gotcha. I'm hip.
Right. I know you're hip, and that's why I love you, because you're not, like, going to argue me about it. You're just like, okay, and you respect it.
Well, yeah, that you're, what?
I love.
Are you still pan?
Yeah. I like whatever. I think love is love, and you shouldn't label love.
That's right.
Right. Shouldn't label it. I don't care what's in between your pants. I don't care what pronouns you go by. If I love you, I love you.
That's right. All there is love. Even in death is nothing but love.
Come on, Dick. I gotta get your
ball. Period. But yeah, Bree's dating that person. And they're actually really cool, except for she's still hung up on that Isaiah boy. And I know she is. I don't know why she's trying to fool me and act like she isn't. But I know she is. You know, the guy that she left our house and said that she was going home.
Yeah, and I was really upset with her. Because she can't do that, because I'm not getting caught up like that.
Yeah, she got caught up all in his, like, closet or whatever.
By the mom? Yeah, she got in trouble by her dad and me.
That is, like, Brie didn't even tell me she was going over to this boy's house, because I told her, no, Brie, that's not a good idea. Like, no, you don't want to be doing that. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a text, and she's like, I'm in this closet, what do I do?
Oh, she texted you while she was in the closet? Oh, that's funny. That's so funny. I wonder how his mom knew she was in the closet.
Because, like, he kept, like, going into his room and out of his room. And then she, like, saw the hickey on his neck. Even though he's light-skinned, how the hell you see this hickey on his neck?
Watch your mouth.
I saw it, and I was like, I would have never, like, he showed me, and I was like, I would have never been, like, why is there a hickey on your neck? You know what I mean?
Well, because a mom knows. You try coming home with a hickey. See if I wouldn't know. See what would happen to you.
Right, I don't do stuff like that. I'm a good kid. I'm the good kid. I'm the good influence. I'm not saying something.
Okay, conceited much?
I'm a good kid.
I know you are.
No, I'm like looking at me and Brie, you would think that I, like, am the bad kid in the friendship.
Well, you wouldn't think Brie would do some of the things that Brie does. Like, send tattoo needles and tattoo ink to my house.
You would think that Brie is, like, the super good one, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm the good one.
Do you remember when she tried to, like, send tattoo ink and needles to my house so she wouldn't get caught wanting to do fake tattoos? Or not fake tattoos, yeah. But give tattoos, whatever she was trying to do. Like, I wasn't going to notice.
Into the house.
Why are you always grumpy looking, David?
Oh, I'm reading an email, I'm sorry.
Oh. You're getting chunky in the face. You've gotten older.
It's alright, you're getting gray in the hair.
I am. I'm just saying, your face is, like, filled out. Like, you're getting older. No, it's not quite like that. You're just, I don't know, more of a man, maybe. I mean, the last time I seen you, you were young. It was quite a few years since I've seen you. What, a good 5 years or something?
I've grown up a lot in the last 6 years.
That's good. Kid, when you have a child, that will do that, won't it?
Yeah, it's been known to do that. Here you go.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. You ready for me to look for another job in Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like living out here.
I know, I miss Arizona.
I like it.
I miss it out there, too. I guess we're just little desert rats, is what they call them.
I know, I didn't realize how much I missed it until I came back, and I was like, oh. Like, I know I missed it, but I didn't know I missed it this much.
Yeah, until you're there. I know how much I miss Arizona. I love it there.
No, girl, I've spent summers out here. Like, 3 summers of my life I spent out here. So I know how hot it gets.
The heat's nothing.
I do like it early over the years.
You just stay in the shade and under a mister and it's fine.
Right. Just stay in the shade. Just don't go outside.
No, you have a mister, you know, where it's putting out water, and you sit under that and stay out of direct sun. It's perfect. But I don't like being cold. I don't like being cold.
You just got to make sure that, like, your house has AC and your car has AC, and you'll be fine.
And don't leave any plastic brushes or anything in your car, because it will melt. Mm-hmm. And don't sit on hot change on the seat, because it will burn you the head of the, like, if it's the heads of a coin, it will burn the head on your leg.
Yeah.
I learned that that first summer I was in Arizona. My brush melted and, like, was skewed, and I burnt my leg on some change, and I burnt the president's head into my leg. And then I left my, art markers in my car, and they dried out really quick.
Oh, Charlie, stop.
What kind of dog is that?
He's annoying. I don't really like him. He's my least favorite.
Is he a poodle?
No, he's a golden noodle.
Well, that's
poodle. He's not golden.
Well, that's got poodle in it. He's cute. Is it a puppy?
Yeah, he's cute, but he's an asshole. He's worse than my dog.
He's a puppy.
My dog's barely not a puppy.
Your dog is. Your dog earned his name for a reason. Right, Dick? Earned your name.
Dick, but, like, he's literally an asshole. Like, he, like, eats Lulu's neck, like the little dog. Like, he literally,
Like, you well, know, your dog eats... No, like, your dog eats Samson's like, legs. Because he can't... Samson's so big, he can't get his mouth. Legs. He can't get his mouth around
Dick
anything else.
Up for himself.
Huh?
He just stands up for himself.
Who, Dick?
Yeah.
He's just an ass.
But, like, Charlie, like, if you're giving, it's, like, you know how, like, Dick and Samson, like, especially Dick, like, if you're giving Samson love, like, Dick will, like, be all up on you? It's like that, but way worse.
Well, because he's jealous. He's the baby.
Bad, Mom. Like, you'll just be like, hi. Like, I'd be like, hi, Samson. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, a little bit afterwards, Dick would come, like, you know, like, laying on me. This dog will, like, as soon as you're like, hi, Lulu, he'll, like, run up in your face and, like, like, it's bad.
How'd that go? Do that again.
He steps all over the other dog. Like, it's worse. It's worse than our dogs. It's horrible.
How'd that go again? I didn't quite catch that. Could you do that again? How does the dog go? Your dog wants to play fetch. Come here. Come here.
He's such a good dog.
Look at your puppy. Look at him.
Is my room a mess?
No. Kyle cleaned it, remember?
I've kept it clean. I've cleaned it more than once.
And he's kept it clean, and the dogs have been sleeping in your room.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Samson's been sleeping in there with him.
Well, they didn't want to sleep with just me.
They didn't want to sleep. I hadn't been home in a while, so they didn't want to sleep with Kyle.
Samson did sometimes.
Oh, my babies. I miss my dog so much.
I know you do.
I see him. Like, I feel like he'd be good anywhere I go, as long as there's not, like, old black men around.
Your dog's a racist, I know.
I know. But it's not his fault, you know what I mean? He's just traumatized.
Yeah, he was. He was abused by a black person.
You grew up in St. Louis, you'll have
him. No, there was a black man that had him when he was a puppy. He abused him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now he's racist.
Yeah, and, like, lock him in his cage all the time and stuff.
Well, he's racist. My dog, he's a racist dog. I can't help it.
He's a racist dog.
I know.
He's racist and he doesn't like men and he doesn't like black people.
No, he just don't like men around you. Well, actually, it's boys. You're like little boys you've ever... Remember, he's always, like, tried to go for their crotches when you've brought, like, little boy over that you're interested in? No, he has.
He's a smart dick.
He's just protective. He just loves me.
I know.
He's an intuitive dick.
Nobody could get to you, ever, without him.
I know, but he loves Bree. He loves Bree. And he loved Michaela. He loves Amber. He loves all my, like, girlfriends. He likes Blake. He likes Alex.
He didn't like Michaela at first.
Yeah, but then he grew to love her.
Eventually.
I didn't like Michaela at first. I thought she was, like, stuck up. And, like, because, like, I stereotyped her as, like, being one of the popular girls. You know what I mean?
We're talking about May, right? We were talking about May, right? We're talking about May, right?
Yeah.
The one that would move to Texas?
Yeah, stereotyped her.
Well, he didn't like her until we come back from church that day.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know, something about church that day was magical.
I miss my babies. And I miss May. I haven't seen May. The last time I saw May was in May, so I missed a year.
That's kind of funny. I miss you.
Yeah, May 31st. I miss you.
I missed your face. I'm glad I got to see it. I feel better now that I've seen your face.
I know you haven't seen my face in, like, almost 2 months.
I haven't seen you since February 10th. That was the last time I seen you. And it's been quite a while since I've talked to you.
I know. I missed you. I'm happy I could talk to you.
Yeah.
You see that? My eyelash just stuck to my eye just like got stuck together from my eyelash glue.
You have your makeup with you, huh?
Yeah.
That was in your bag?
Nope. Yeah, Nicole, they gave me some cool makeup.
That's cool. You love makeup. I think you should be a makeup artist.
I don't have my James Charles palette with me, which sucks. Or any of, like, my eyeshadow brushes, which also sucks.
I think for a side gig, you know, after helping kids, I think on the side you should do makeup. Like,
yeah,
a side job.
Like a little, like, college gig?
Well, you know, I don't know, like, for movie, you know, like, movie stars for, like, movies and stuff. Or, like, modeling. Because those people have makeup done. Just for, like, when they go to the, like...
I could see myself working at, like, Sephora throughout college or something, but I couldn't see myself, like, working with movie stars.
Well, yeah, like, when they go to the Golden Globes or those, you know, when they get all fancy for whatever big event.
Yeah, you need to, like...
They hire makeup people. Huh? They what?
I said you would need to have, like, cosmetology experience.
No, you're just good and natural at anything, so you would be cool.
Oh, I could so charge girls to do, like, their prom makeup.
There you go. There's a side gig for you. That's how you get yourself through college and stuff. There you go.
Do I still have my American Girl doll?
Where would it be?
The back storage room.
I don't know. I don't think so. What do we do with them?
If I do, I'm so gonna sell that.
They're worth money, huh? You figured that out?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, too.
And you had three of them, and you had that Sage with the horse, and she was worth a lot of money. She was a rare one or something.
I had the full collection of her.
But I don't know what we did with her.
I don't have the clothes or anything, but I have the horse,
shoes. I have shoes of hers still. I do know where some of her outfits are, but I don't know if we have her.
I know, it's somewhere in one of those tubs.
Right, because I had put that stuff online. I had put it online. But I don't know, you cut on the horse's hair. That horse was worth a lot of money, but you cut the hair on it, so it's lost value.
So, somebody will still pay a lot of money for their kid to have that.
No, they are, she's worth, I don't know where those went, actually. Did we sell them already?
I don't think we sold them, because I remember seeing them over break.
Oh, you did see them. Then they must be in that bag of, like, stuffed animals or something.
Yeah, probably. Hey, baby.
My Care Bears from the 70s could be worth money.
Your what?
Your
hair dryer?
No, not my hair dryer. My Care Bears from the 70s.
Oh, I thought you said the hair dryer, like that old vintage hair dryer you have. That's cool.
That's really a death machine. That is like, you know, you throw that in the water and kills it. Like, that is a dangerous hair dryer. It's old. It's really dangerous.
And then I'm sure some of your purses are worth a decent amount of money, too.
Oh, those, my old lady ones are. That little, box purse, the little black one, that's actually worth money. You know how many old ladies are like, when I was a little girl, I had that, like, that purse. It's an original.
Yeah, we shouldn't. I agree. So?
Yeah, you did dishes because I cooked dinner.
But it still happened.
Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
Did I write this?
I wrote this?
You must have. I did not write it. You don't know your handwriting?
No, that's my handwriting. I just kind of kind of some wise words.
I still think we should go get like a 99-cent cone.
It's cheap though.
I think you should overnight me a burrito. With some rolled tacos.
With some like green sauce.
Yes, with some green sauce. Do you remember when I went to Sedona? I took, you know how I do, and I do the Google Maps, right? And when I was in Sedona, I took pictures of the hot sauce when I went to Faberto's and made a review and posted that picture. Do you know that's got like, I don't know, 10,000 views on it or some crap? My salsa picture.
Picture of hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. You know my one picture's up to, like, a million views.
My mom gets, like, at least a couple thousand on her reviews. What's your highest one? Like, 2 million?
Like, a mil. It's the picture of some stairs that has the name of a bar, but it's my Peter Pan picture because my shadow's in it. I did that on purpose.
You're so dorky.
It's my Peter Pan photo. Nobody knows I'm in it, but it's pretty cool. It's my little... I have my little stance like Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know. I know exactly what picture you're talking about. Uh-oh. Front row.
Who wants to grow up, right?
Never. I'm good. I was thinking about it with David the other day, too. I'm like, I got like 3 years and like 4 months until I'm like 18. I got to pay my own damn bills.
You'll never leave me. You'll live with me until you get out of college.
Yeah, you're coming with me to college. I hope you know that.
Where are we going?
I'm going by myself.
Where are we going?
New Zealand.
All right. You got good taste.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want to stay here.
I'm working on getting my hot springs.
Sort of like China or something, but I don't want to stay here. I want to go someplace better.
I'm working on getting my hot springs. I got a plan, a business plan. We might have a hot springs here in a year.
Ooh, that would sound nice.
Yeah. You can get your degree and you can work with kids at the hot springs.
No, I want to stay in New Zealand.
What's in New Zealand?
I like the culture and they're really big on mental health and the education's really big.
I'll have to look into New Zealand. I have not looked into it at all.
Healthcare?
Well, you should get foreign exchange student something and go stay with some family and go to there.
Ice cream.
Huh?
Yeah, I want to go to New Zealand. I don't care what part. I mean, I'd want to go to Wellington. Because I really like the University of Victoria out there. I was looking at it. I was like, ooh, I like this. But, I don't know. I just want to go to New Zealand.
That sounds really cool. I like that you have dreams like that.
And meet some, cute little, New Zealand boys with some accents.
Do they have accents in New Zealand? I guess anything would be an accent.
They're Australian.
Oh, that's cool.
They're Australian accents, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so cute.
Thanks.
Have you talked to Amber?
No. Can I talk to Amber? Is that an option? Am I allowed to do that? Can I talk to Amber? I talk about her all the time. She's my little Mexican friend. Okay, it's Amber Studs. Her mom's name's Holly Molly, not Holly Molly, and I love her.
Her mom's really cool.
Right. You should tell me Amber's phone number because I don't know it.
I don't have it. Oh, I think I might have it.
Okay.
I probably have
it. Yeah, let me call Amber. Yeah, tell me Amber's number.
I'll have to look up. My mom FaceTime. I don't know how to get to my phone numbers. I'll have to text it to your uncle.
Yeah, text her and be like, what's your phone number? Oh my god, David told me that I talk like I'm hood rich.
What's hood rich?
I talk like I'm from St. Louis.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You feel me?
Oh. Like her and their. Her and their, and you hear me.
You know what I'm saying? I do say that. Kyle got me on that one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't ask nobody.
You better ask somebody.
Then that would hurt them.
I say fool occasionally too.
Well, you know what true St. Louisan is? Saying wrestling. We'll go to the wrestling. We'll go watch some wrestling down at the club. Your uncle's been to wrestling at the club. He knows about it. He's been to the wrestling.
Wrestling.
Your uncle Ben.
Wrestling rat.
He went once when he was in town a long time ago when you were little.
I miss my dog.
I'm sorry.
$10 for what? Why don't you try to buy for Apex Legends? Do you even play Apex Legends? Show me where you beat me. You win Apex Legends, win a round, and I'll buy it for you.
Aw, David, you're so nice.
What are you talking about?
David.
A video game.
My mom gave me.
You playing video games?
Nicole's cats.
Oh.
And I was like,
how many kids does his girlfriend have?
Three. What is the number?
That's cool.
15. Okay,
that's a trifecta. The Trinity. It's a trifecta. A Trinity, three.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
You were doing good in Spanish class, weren't you?
Ocho. Yeah, I had an A in Spanish. I was struggling really bad at first.
The 6 years I spent in Arizona, I could understand it, when they would speak in Spanish more than I could speak it. Because I would always do stuff how do I get to El Huevos? And I wanted to go to the ocean, and this guy, I'm all drunk, I'm down in Mexico, and I'm like, El Huevos, how do I get to El Huevos? And the guy's looking at me like crazy. Huh? It's either eggs or your genitals. El Huevos. He was looking at me like, what? I'm like, El Huevos, I want to go to the El Huevos. And I'm pointing to the ocean.
What is it?
Eggs.
Or genitalia.
Like women's eggs or like chicken eggs? Okay. El Huevos.
Yeah, I was like, I pointed to the ocean.
I get where you could make sense of that though.
Well, because my Spanish is put an L and an O at the beginning and end of any word, and it's Spanish. El Huevos.
That's same.
El Cigaretto, El Mamo. El Mamo, anything, you know. But if you ever go to Mexico and you're in a bar, just yell baño, and everybody will point to the bathroom.
I know El Baño in the bathroom.
Yeah, but Grandpa Rick tells the story about being down there, and they would go into the bars. When your grandpa would go down there, Dee. Delilah.
Spanish teacher would make us say Peru de El Baño for where's the bathroom.
Well, yeah, when your grandpa would go down there, they'd go into the bars, him and Rex, and they would go, Baño! And they would all, like, look up and point to the bathroom for him. And it was just a joke they would do. So,
that's funny.
You know, it was just something they did to have fun in the bars down in Mexico. Because they would all point.
I remember, like, get better at my Spanish, though. David, you need to start teaching me Spanish. We need to have Spanish lessons.
Cállate, güey. Cállate la boca.
Cállate la boca.
Shut your
face. Oh, that's a good one.
El huevos. That's the best one.
Cállate.
Cállate, that's shut up.
Be
quiet. I'm telling you to shut up. Be quiet, shut up, whatever.
That was much more, you know,
wow. Beachy or something, dish or something.
He just licked my eyeball.
Beachy or something.
What does that mean? You just got one. It's David. Harper's so cute, Mom.
Where's she at?
How old's Mason now? She's not a mom. How old's
I think Mason?
Mason
and Harper are about the same age.
This is Ben. It's for people that want
to. Isn't he like 7 now?
I'm not quite sure. No, I think he's about the same age as Harper, 5 or 6.
No, because he was like 5 or 6 last time I saw him, and that was like a year and a half ago.
Okay, well then you know more than I do. He's 7.
Ask Michaela.
I'll ask Michaela. I don't know, you guys get...
It's in the number.
You guys get big so quick that I can't keep up. I'm getting old. I have like... I found like 10 gray hairs in my head. Oh, hey, guess what? Mister's having a baby.
Who?
Mister. Toast's son.
Really? Is he going to name it Toast?
No. something Renee. If it's a little girl, they're going to use her middle name.
Renee?
Renee, yeah.
I can
too. No, they're not going to call it Toast. Toast is just a nickname.
I know. I know the story.
Yeah, but... they're going to use her middle name, Renee.
Me and, Amber started saying that, actually.
Toast? I'm Toast.
the whole thing. Yeah, me and Amber started doing that.
We should go back down to Arkansas. Amber. That was fun.
Yeah, we should go to Eureka Springs.
That was cool. You know, when we had to walk back to the hotel... Ed and I almost died walking up that hill. He actually did better than me.
I know. Me and Amber were struggling with that big hill on the back.
Yeah, that hill was huge. Like, it was so steep, you could, like, put your hands down and walk at the same time, like, up this hill. It was so steep, and, I mean, it almost killed me trying to get up that hill. It was big.
Yeah, me and Amber literally had to, like, get a GPS to figure out our way back to the hotel. We came up some back way, and it was so difficult.
Up by that church, right?
Yeah, it was, like, a huge hill, and then it was, like, a little hill on top of that, and then it was, like, stairs.
Oh, my God, that place is so hilly. It really is. I like it, though.
But I kind of like
it. It was a cute little town. It was a cute town.
I know, and I liked how everything was, like, white stone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We went down there for the VW bug convention, and they did, like, a little parade, all these people with their little bugs,
oh, yeah.
Like slug bug cars, you know?
Yeah, that's
Ed's son did
them.
Oh,
you told me about that. Yeah, with the,
he they souped them up or whatever.
Yeah, and he has a slug bug. I didn't realize
that. Yeah, well, him and his son used to build, like, these really rare hot dog cars and, like, worth a lot of money.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's a good hobby to have.
Yeah. Where'd you get that necklace?
Wish. Got this one from, like, small little crystal, like, town in Montana. I got this one from AliExpress, and then this one from Wish.
Do you have any of your crystals with you, or just your tarot cards?
Where are my tarot cards?
You lost them?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have any of it. What? Yeah, it's mailed to my dad's. It all got mailed to my dad's. Because I couldn't carry it all on the plane because I didn't have an underbag.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks. Did you ever get your letter that I wrote you and the picture of me and Grandma? Did the hospital ever give you that?
I got the picture.
But never the letter.
I have the picture. I think the letter was sent to my dad's with the rest of my paperwork.
Okay. I was just curious.
I didn't look through any of it.
Well, I know, and I know what you put in your backpack, your computer, and your makeup.
Yeah, all the important stuff, my makeup, and my computer, and, like, three pairs of pants, three pairs of shirts. And, like, of course you picked, like, my least favorite, most uncomfortable pairs of underwear.
I am so sorry.
You picked one of my underwear that is literally so uncomfortable I don't even wear it.
Well, a lot of your underwear were, like, G-string. I don't even know why you wear those stupid things, and...
Because I wear leggings.
And I was afraid the hospital wouldn't let you have them.
It's not a dream string, it's a thong.
A thong, whatever.
And it's because I wear leggings all the time. I literally also have no show.
Well, that's what I was trying to find, and they were Brianna's, not yours.
I literally have 50-50, dude.
I sent the wrong kids' clothes.
About, like, whenever you wear leggings, and then, like, it's not, like, one of those, like, bootylicious thongs.
Yeah, inappropriate.
It's not like they're all, like, smexy, like, it's not like I have, like, I don't have any sex underwear, dude.
Who buys you them thongs?
I buy them for myself.
You buy them when you're out by yourself.
Who wears them? Literally everybody I know wears them, and none of us are getting any action because we all think boys are gross.
Not Bree.
Bree wears them. Bree wears them.
She likes boys. Gross. She don't think they're gross.
We all wear them, and none of us are doing anything with nobody because we don't do that.
You better not be.
Good for you. Nicole, do you wear thongs? Me and you had a conversation about this in Target. I just don't like the whole, like, underwear line of my butt having an end in it. Yeah, it's not saying underwear for anything. I don't. Yeah, and half of my underwear is no-show underwear, David. 50-50, man.
You just don't have them with you. You just don't have them with you because I didn't send the right underwear.
I don't want my underwear line. Because Bree is like, why is your underwear line showing? Bree gives me shit about it.
Don't want to be looking at your underwear line.
Like, no, you're like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't like it. No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like your butt, and then like, there's just like a giant indent in your butt for underwear. Like, I hate that.
Which one?
I hate that. Anyway, that's my TED Talk about why I hate, like, I don't know, like, normal underwear, and that's why I like no-shows and thongs, because
I hate underwear.
Of your underwear line.
I like underwear.
And I remember Kylie Pontius, the girl I also got in a fight with in 8th grade, me and her were talking about it, and that she was the one that convinced me, because she was like, yeah, I just don't like it, and I started
after you fought her, or before you fought her?
Before I fought her.
Shame on you for fighting.
Shame on me.
Well, they were trying to jump your friend. I understood why you got in the middle.
I know. Four girls against my poor little Amber, and Amber don't know how to fight.
I know, she's too sweet. Like, she's too passive.
Neither do I, but, like, I got her back, you know what I mean? Like,
but you're big. You got some behind that.
Right, Amber's, like, she's skinny. Like, I don't know, I just felt like I had to be there for my friend, you know?
It's not fat or skinny. You're just tall, and you got presence. And I'm reach. Big. You got, no, you're not, and you got reach.
Yes. Okay, Mom. We're gonna go get ice cream. Can I call you back either tomorrow or later tonight? I don't know yet.
Yes.
Okay, and David's gonna talk to you real quick. I love
okay,
you.
Okay, I love you. You're beautiful.
I love you more. Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful. Yeah. Stay strong. You're beautiful. I love you.
Send me Amber and May's phone number.
Okay. I should have both of them.
Yeah. I love you.
They text me, so I should have
them. Oh my God, I love him. I love you, Kyle.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. You're the best kid ever.
David.
Smile, Uncle you. David.
I'm trying. I had a long day.
I'm sorry.
I started today, so I'm physically exhausted, so you have to bear with me.
It's funny that you're teaching school, or teaching.
Yeah, I'm an actual college professor now.
Did you get a college degree to do this? Because I know...
No, if you take my class, you get 16 college credits.
Okay, so, but did you get your GED?
Yeah, I got my GED, and then I went off to go get my associates in insurance.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then
because you've always been so smart, and you didn't finish school, so I was just curious, you know?
Yeah, well, I was a bad kid. I think she did.
Yeah, I said his girlfriend's very smart.
Yeah, so just as far as scheduling goes, I generally work Monday through Friday at this juncture from 2:30 to 8:30. Well, I'm technically working from noon to 8:30, but
okay.
I have available. So if you want to talk to Delilah at any point, you're more than welcome to do so.
Okay.
I do want to say thank you. I know that the situation is difficult. But thank you for abiding by our rules that have been set forth. It's been really
not much for you. You got the cool end.
Huh?
You got the cool end.
That sucks having to put those rules out.
He's got the cool end. He gets to hang out with D. Like, yeah. You got the cool end of the deal.
But you have.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've been dying to hang out with Delilah for months now. So
that's awesome.
Years actually.
That's really cool.
But she's safe, she's happy, she's healthy, she has everything she needs.
Thank you.
If you want to talk with her, kind of stay with these same rules, I'm totally cool with it.
Who put these rules down again? The GAL?
So, the rules are kind of a patchwork between several things. There's a court order indicating that we're not supposed to be talking to Delilah about anything court-related.
There's a court order?
Yeah, the most recent judge that was assigned, the last issuance was that she's not to be, we're not supposed to be discussing any of the parental activities with her.
Who's the new judge?
So, again, I'm sure you could find that information through the parental portal.
You don't have any of that information?
There was somebody else assigned, and to be honest with you, I don't know, nor do I care.
That's cool.
Right? That's none of my business.
No, that's cool.
But that
I get
was
it.
The last order was that we're not allowed to be. I tell her the same thing when she's talking to her dad or when she's talking
no,
to
No, I'm not. I'm just asking. Like, she got to you, and then I got, I went away for a minute, so I'm not caught up on anything.
Yeah, I understand. And then I'm also leaving that particular aspect out of the conversation just for her protection. She's in a stable place, and I'm just trying to keep it that way.
Well, yeah.
So I don't want her to be upset about that with you.
Oh, well, I'm out now, so that's good. That's over with. Well, that part's over with.
Well, again, that's all between you guys. It's not something... She's in a stable place now. And that's
well,
the way
she's
I'm
always
keeping,
in a stable
right?
place.
Well...
I don't like how you say now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
At this juncture, she's fine. So I'm trying to keep it that way. Whatever you have going on between my brother, that's between you. I have my own opinions, but that's, again, between you guys. I'm just trying to provide a safe, stable, drama-free environment for Delilah where she can be a kid.
That's good, because that's what she needs, to be a kid.
Yeah, between for you guys to all figure out what the hell's going on, I believe it's between you. Again, I have my opinions, and if you want those, we can always discuss that, but it's whatever.
Okay.
I feel like you guys should figure it the fuck out communicably, but that's just me.
Well, you're a parent now. I get you have a leg to stand on when you speak about that now that you have a daughter, you know what I mean? Like, being a parent,
yeah.
You understand.
I understand.
I'm glad you're just not in the same boat.
So again, you're asking why are these rules there? There's also a couple areas where I'm trying to protect myself from anything, from anybody. I've put myself in a precarious position. I have a lot
have.
In my world.
You
have. I have a lot at risk. I have a lot to be honest with you, if you guys picked a more inopportune time for me to take Delilah, you couldn't have found one that was worse, right? I have a lot going on right now. But
that's how that works.
Work.
That's how it works, isn't it? It's always most inopportune time. That's
yeah,
life.
So I'm just trying to protect myself. I've seen what has transpired
between everybody.
It's awful.
And I'm just protecting my family is what I'm doing. So that's why I'm trying to avoid her giving out addresses, locations, things of that nature. Not that I'm trying to hide your daughter from you. At any point, if you want to talk with her, you're more than welcome to do so.
Thank you. Look at your face. It's chunky.
Hold on, wait. I'm getting fat.
Oh, look at that. Shit.
We'll try. All right. Do you have any other questions?
No.
The GAO, I don't know who that is or what's going on with that. That's something that you can discuss with your lawyer or James or through the Home Wizard app or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
I've been keeping a daily journal about what's going on. Everything that transpires in this house is recorded. She's safe.
And are you recording it for your own protection, or is that, like, court-ordered?
No, that's for me protecting myself.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about Smile. The items that are transpiring in your world. I wish you the best of luck.
Smile, David. It's just a rough day, Smile. It's better when you smile.
I hope you got home, enjoyed a nice long shower, put on some fresh clothes.
I shaved my armpits.
No. I hope maybe, my personal thought is that maybe you have a new perspective on items. You know, appreciation. Well, you're kind of dragging my name by proxy and your daughter's name through the mud. When you're doing other things, keep in mind that those things remain online for forever, right? And then they affect more than just the person that you're trying to affect. Okay.
I know. They affect my daughter tremendously.
Yes, they do. And it's something that somebody can Google later on in life.
I know. It's a shame that it's gone this way.
Okay. It is. But that's again between all you guys. I hope you guys can find an amicable solution. And I'm just here doing what I can to make sure that my niece is safe.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Angie. If you would like to speak with Delilah, just call me and try to avoid those hours. Again, I know we're probably, what time is it? It's 10 o'clock here, so I'm assuming it's 11 there.
Yeah, going on midnight.
Okay. So 2-hour difference, so just try to keep that in mind. Okay.
Oh, yeah, summer hours?
Sorry.
It's summer hours. Winter time, it's only 1-hour difference, so we're on summer hours. Our time.
Right, so it's 2 hours.
We do that time change here.
10 to 6:30 for you. No, it's 2 to 10:30. I don't know.
I'm always available for her, but I'll just respect your hours with work and shit, because I get it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye.
Have a good night, okay?
Good night. Smile, David.
I had a class that started today. We're buying houses. There's a lot going on.
Meditate and take a good night's sleep and smile.
I will.
Okay.
I normally do.
I know. You usually are a smiley person. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Awkward.
He don't like me and tell him to smile.
No. Nope.